Blog Talk Radio.
This is your 15 minutes of In the Name of Fame. I am your host, Candace D'Andrea. I would like to thank you for tuning in to listen. This morning we have a special track, the Graham Sunday School. Here we are. Have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Hi, Candace. Bob Odie.
Hi, Bob. Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Glad to have you on the show.
I'm glad to be here.
Hello to all your listeners. Yes. Would you like to tell me how the Graham got started?
Well, it was just a bunch of us friends in Woodland Hills got together. Really what happened was there was a previous band called Secret Affairs, not the ska band that everybody knows of from England, but we had a smaller band, and Tim McDuffie came to see us, and he was so excited about it. You know, he was about 4 years younger than the rest of us, and he just got so excited about it that he urged us to keep going, and then that band broke up, and we needed a drummer. And Tim found us a drummer, and then we needed a singer, and Tim was at practice, and we said, hey, you're the singer.
And that's just fantastic.
Just a lot of fun, you know. It just started out as a fun thing and just kept going, and it's been a blast.
And I believe we have Tim on the other line.
How's it going, you guys?
Hey, Timmy.
Tim.
Hey, Bob. How's it going? Hey,
good.
Candace.
Hi.
Well, we were
just talking about the beginning of the band and how you were elected singer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What was the name of that band you were in, Bob?
Secret Affairs. And that band broke up. Yeah, and we were, you know, we played a party, and Tim was there, and he was just totally into it, you know. And then that band broke up. We needed a drummer. Timmy found us a drummer. We needed a singer. Timmy found us he was the singer. You know, he was there at the practice. It was like, hey, you're elected.
Yeah, that was weird how we went and played that battle of the bands. And you threw me into the fire pretty quick.
Oh yeah, yeah. It wasn't quite a battle of the band, but what it was, they called it a hootenanny, and that was at my old high school. And our bass player, Sean, at the time, he was still at that school. And so he got us a gig there. And we just handed Tim the lyrics and said, don't even worry about memorizing. There's not enough time. Just read the lyrics off as we go, you know. And he kind of did and kind of didn't. And it was, you know.
It was kind of scary, I remember.
So how many years does that make of the Graham together now?
I know, I'm old.
It's about 30 years.
That's fantastic.
Is it really?
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're going strong, too. You've been playing so many shows, and I was lucky to catch your show in Highland Park and get a few film clips. And, well, you guys are
I'm
hot.
I'm so glad
you
didn't get shot there. Somebody got shot at that show. That was pretty scary, but, yeah.
I didn't know anyone actually got shot. I thought someone just drove by blasting caps.
No, she got grazed, the singer of the
Graveyard Bandit.
She got grazed on the top of her head. And,
oh, my God.
Yeah, it was kind of a scary situation, you know. It was a pretty rough neighborhood.
I didn't know. Well, I know. It's one of my old neighborhoods. I used to live not too far from there. And I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of friends who still live there, but as you notice, I said used to.
Used to.
Now I live way out in the boonies, and 5 minutes before showtime, I'm up on a ladder trying to get my satellite dish to hook into the internet because I'm in a dead zone.
Well, I'm glad you did. It's awesome.
Yeah,
I'm
me too.
So glad to be on the show. It's very exciting.
Me too.
Yeah, we like doing interviews. It's been the last couple of years with the band's been a really good time.
Yeah.
Well,
We've been getting booked a lot. I'll tell you about
NARD Fest. That was fun.
Yeah, I played in front of 1,000 people on Oxnard. And we played with Ill Repute and Dr. No and Aggression. So three NARD
Fest
bands. Stalag 13. And so, yeah, exactly. Stalag 13.
Yeah, I'm really sad that I missed that show. But I had a lot of things going on and just couldn't make it. But I hear you have a show coming up in San Diego.
Yes.
That's right.
That's our next show.
And when is that going to be?
October 12th. That's a Saturday. And it's at the Shakedown Bar in San Diego. It's $7. We'll be playing with Stalag 13, Kodiak, Ramp Locals, and Records with Roger.
Oh, yeah,
he's the promoter, Roger.
Yeah, he's a promoter. And that's a 21 and over show. So that's
coming
up in San Diego.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah, we get calls to play a lot, Candace.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know. And you've been playing a lot. You guys are great.
Yeah,
I really, really like your show, and you do a fantastic job.
We're playing on the 6th. That's in November 6th. That's a Wednesday. We're going to play with the Subhumans and Rotten Youth at the Rocky Point Cantina, and that's out in Tempe, Arizona.
The
All
Subhumans
ages.
From England with Dick Lucas?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Is he coming to California? I'll have to hit him up. I love that guy. He is so cool. I filmed him a few years ago when he came to Chico. I live close to Chico State University in Northern California, and I was able to catch him with Citizen Fish, and that was a
great
fun
band.
Show. Oh, yeah. He's fantastic.
I'm in the band The Grim. I'm the big fan of the Subhumans. This is a second time we've played in Arizona with them. Our friend
fantastic.
Is a promoter out there, and he gets us on the shows when they come through. And I'm a huge fan of the Subhumans. I think they're just a great band.
Yeah, they are. They've been around a long time too, just like you guys.
Yeah, and they still bring it, man. And I think they're bigger than ever now.
They got some amazing sound. Just they put on a great show. Got a lot of energy. So we're really looking forward to it. Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing good, and we're happy that we're doing stuff with Doug and Candace, with you, Candace. Everything's good with the band.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it was exciting having Doug show up at my 50th.
That was so fun.
A lot of fun to see Doug there, you know, and just touch base with him again, and you know. Just everything. It was just fantastic.
He had a really good time, and I did too. I saw a lot of people I hadn't seen in a really long time, and some I had just seen a year before at the Cafe de Grand Reunion.
How was that, by the way? I didn't make it to that.
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. A friend of mine has a private studio in Burbank, right by the airport. And it's all fenced around with three strands of barbed wire. And it's so cool the way it's set up because he has, like, a row of storage sheds, the way they come roll up on the outside. But the inside's all decked out for recording and doing studio work. And we had the backstage area close to the door where the musicians all came. I had 16 bands. And they would come in, and they would unload. And,
boy, she didn't ask the Grim to play, did she, Bob?
Yes,
no.
I did. No, actually, I didn't, and I'm so sorry I didn't get a hold of you
good.
Guys
you know,
before.
We used to play the Café de Grand, and we
I know
were
you did.
Pretty much the house band there for a while because we were, you know, we were cheap. We'd play on Tuesday nights and
dollar night.
You know, yeah, no matter what show they gave us, we showed up, and you know we had a really good show there. I think it was GBH, and they let us play on their equipment. So that was kind of
fun.
I mean, we were used to playing Tuesday nights there, or Monday nights, whatever they give us, and then finally they gave us a Saturday night, and it was opening up for GBH, and
they let
us play on their gear, and it was just it was really exciting.
Yeah, Monday nights were pretty much Top Jimmy and the Rhythm Pigs and Rhythm and Blues.
Yeah.
Monday night blues at the cafe. And then Wednesday nights, did you ever catch El Duce's Cold Feet? Toward the end of the run for the cafe, I took over and started writing El Duce's monologue and directing the show, and Video Lewis would be filming, and we we got some really good write-ups from the LA Weekly who suggested to go see the show. I mean, we were over the top, you know. Anything and everything went.
Absolutely.
No censorship.
Right.
Absolutely.
No, none whatsoever with El Duce. I don't think you could censor El Duce.
It was really fun. He was really fun to work with. Very funny. Great comedian. El was so funny. You know, I really miss him.
He
was funny.
Really, he was an amazing guy, and I had the pleasure of partying with him in Hollywood on a couple of occasions. And let me tell you, he could put the drinks down. Let me tell you.
We'd show up to the cast or the Olympic, and he'd be so drunk by the end of the show, he was walking around with his pants down.
Now, have respect for him. But, you know. Well,
I remember
anyway.
But I remember him most hanging out with all of us at Mystic. Him hanging out with all the Dr. No guys, and he was just always hanging out.
Yeah, he was a very nice person, you know, in real life. He was really a very nice person, very misunderstood person, and he was a great comedian. I really enjoyed
him
my time working with
him. His Mickey's 40-ouncers and hanging out at Mystic with Doug and everybody drinking. He was there every time I went there. He was there.
Well, yeah, and then after the cafe would close down, we'd all head over to the 01.
Yeah,
sure.
All right, guys. Well, we're just about out of time. I have just enough time to play one track from Sorry State called Horror Show. It was nice having you on the show, and I've got to run. So you guys be good, and thank you for calling.
I'm coming down, anybody's in the room. This is my hardship, and it's time to start the shit. You don't think it's to yourself, anyway you're gonna go. In the words of big mama's in your face. God, this is my arrest, you. Think it's that you're gonna go. One piece of the day of breath. Three big chance of they won't heal. Living to the way that they receive. In the way of a maid. The way to never stop this day. I don't know how.
Go home.